You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and
come get some.
Yeah.
Let's start off today's Big EN by saying good evening to Mr. Michael K.
Michael, I'm not following you. What do you mean?
And to Michael.
They send a hot bag of crap.
And good evening to Michael.
If he wins the games he's supposed to win, what's their record? 6-8? So I have 9 games. 6-2. 2-6. So they have 9 games remaining.
What just happened there?
Well, wow, really digging down deep, aren't we?
Well, he had a clean day, and yet you still threw 3 out?
No, you know what? By the way, these are not from today. I just realized.
These are greatest hits.
These are greatest hits. I was on the wrong page.
But no.
But guess what? I'm enjoying them so much. Let's hear a couple more. Here's Michael.
It also screams that maybe Belichick's falling into the same trance. While it worked with Brady, it should work with Mac Miller or Mac Jones.
For yeah. Sure.
Are you in the Fister? Johnny Damon was a mangy mess with the Red Sox.
Mangy?
A mangy, mangy, whatever it is. I just care about Peeper.
All right, that wasn't today. Good evening, Michael.
Should have let Don be Don.
And to Michael.
You can rot.
And to Don.
Joe Douglas is not getting a chance to be a head coach again this league. No, I mean Joe Judge. Too many Joes. They all should go.
Good evening to Don.
Well, you know what? He's not getting a piece of me.
And good evening to myself. If you dislike me, you're likely stupid.
That's the name of a book.
And good evening to myself. The Peter haters who call, stupid. The Peter fans who call, very bright. Speaking of which, we got a very interesting message earlier from a great listener to the program, Mizzou NY.
Mm-hmm.
Who went on ChatGPT to ask ChatGPT if Michael K were to retire from his radio show, what should the station do to fill his time slot?
Interesting.
As of my last update in January 2022, Michael K is a prominent sports radio host known for his show, The Michael K Show, on ESPN New York. If he were to retire from his radio show, the station would likely need to consider several factors in filling his time slot. Here are some options they might consider. Find a replacement host. Expand existing shows, launch a new show, syndicate another show. They really know a lot, this ChatGPT. Mizzou NY followed up. Well, would they give the co-host, Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg, their own show? ChatGPT says, it's certainly a possibility that the station could consider giving Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg their own show if Michael K were to retire from his radio show. Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg are both well-known co-hosts on The Michael K Show and have established themselves within the sports radio landscape. Here are a few factors that might influence the decision to give them their own show. If Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg have strong chemistry and dynamics on air, it could make them appealing candidates for their own show. Listeners often tune in, not just for the content, but also the interactions between hosts.
I'll tell you what, I was worried about, like, you know, AI taking over. I'm not so worried anymore.
You mean you're not impressed by this?
I'm really not impressed by ChatGPT.
Wow. Because you know why? Because the first and only option would be replace Michael with a former football player.
Right. If ChatGPT really knew what was going on.
Well,
right.
No. And if ChatGPT knew how Michael felt, it would say, what would happen after Michael retires? It'd say, burn the station to the ground.
Right to the ground.
Nothing even matters anymore.
It's interesting. Like, you would think that was done by somebody in the know.
Well, somebody not that bright.
Wow. You know, what's your biggest problem?
What are you beefing with ChatGPT for?
Yeah.
Because it's not that impressive. They're supposed to be smarter than us.
Well, I mean, it didn't say anything that was like, what? No, wait, who told you they're supposed to be smart? Who told you that ChatGPT is supposed to be smarter than us?
Oh, these are robots, right? They should be smarter than us.
No, they're not. They're gonna, that's the scary part. They're going to get smarter. They're not smarter than us yet.
Obviously, they're not.
Well, what would you say? How would you answer the question?
Yeah, go ahead. You want to talk tough, Mr. Big Shot?
Yeah, Don and Peter would end up getting the show. They probably add a third person. I don't know. But why are we talking about me retirement? I have no plans to retire.
No plans to retire.
Not at Zero. This point.
Someone write about it.
On Thursday, I get my final rabies shot.
Oh my God! Oh,
this
congrats.
Just doesn't end.
Wait, what
Tell
number
me
is that?
About it.
Is that 30?
What do you mean 30?
How many shots have you gotten?
It would be 9.
This has been like 3 weeks, right? 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. This is the last one. Looking forward to it. Then I'm going to go play with bats.
All because you bumped uglies with bats.
I might even go play with rabid dogs.
Oh, could you? Now that's yes. That's a great question. Yes. Will you be so hopped up on rabies juice that you could go out and play with a rabid dog?
Yeah.
See, that's part of the origin story is that he goes in the neighborhood and just save children from rabid dogs.
So, I like this. Or maybe the origin story is instead of he can't be Batman, character's done.
Mm-hmm.
But he could just be another movie called Rabid, and in that movie, Michael rubs up against a bat. Which sounds really perverse, and ends up needing to get these 9 rabies shots. After getting the 9 rabies shots, he decides to go rogue in the neighborhood and start taking on whatever rabid animals come his way.
Right, because I've lost my mind. I'm frothing.
Now, he takes on one of these rabid dogs, mm-hmm. and he gets bitten. Because of all the rabies shots he's gotten, he's fine, but what the doctors didn't account for is that depending on timing and where the location of the bite is, instead of you being in any danger health-wise, you yourself start taking on the powers of the rabid dog. And he becomes a new superhero known as Dogman.
There are a series of books that my son and daughter read called Dogman, so you can use that.
No chance.
Yeah, Dogman.
I've never heard of this Dogman.
You go to the Google. It's like a best a kid's... Every kid reads Dogman books.
Oh, I know this guy.
Dogman? You know
how about the Canine Crusader?
No, I know the author.
Yeah.
Ooh, the Canine Crusader. How about that? Is that better?
K-A-Y. Nine.
This is the Captain Underpants guy.
Yeah.
So it must be split, Michael. And if it's split...
It's a nice bark from Butter.
It is.
Have you given Butter any of the residuals of all the big buku bucks you've been making since your big photo together?
I wish that I made some bucks on that. I don't know how to monetize this stuff.
By the way, if you guys haven't seen the picture yet of Michael, you know, with his rap album cover that went viral the other day for our listeners, I'm sure Yes will throw it up right now, but it was a fun picture. Don, a lot of people don't know this yet. I have some news to break on you right now. This is breaking news. Our friends at Good Karma, they've already made it a billboard. It's just Michael solo, that picture with the dog.
That's it. The dog's going to get pulled.
There you go. Yeah, no, the dog's actually going to get billing. It's going to say Michael K. and Butter every day, 3 to 6:30, 98.7 ESPN.
Somebody came up with a good title for the rap album.
Go ahead.
MC-a.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
It's not good, but it's not bad. Guys.
Oh, by the way, Brunson underwent an MRI. Came back clean.
Came back clean.
Sure,
but he's taking a
sure.
day. He's taking a day.
It's still a little sore, and they want to make sure.
Other suggestion from Shining Wizards Kevin is how about Mutt Man?
Ooh.
I am a mutt.
I don't hate Mutt Man.
I am a mutt.
Only one question to ask after Michael's 15th rabies shot tonight, Don.
I met Shining Wizards Kevin at my brother's event.
Oh, no, he's a lovely
ago.
Man.
Yeah.
He's a lovely man. Now, Michael, here's a question. Are the big anti-vaxxers going to come after you again now with all the rabies shots? Because you got 9 shots in a week.
You know what? Aaron Rodgers has slid into my DMs a couple of times.
He must be sick.
Shots work.
I know. They got, you know, somehow the science works on the rabies shots. Let's hear from Greeny.
About rabies?
He's got it. No, not about rabies, but he has a thought on what the Giants should be doing.
I believe the Giants need to make a move for a quarterback in this draft. I think it's a smart place. Or go get Justin Fields. His ceiling is so much higher than Daniel Jones's ceiling that you can't even see it. Daniel Jones could be, if everything goes right and he's coached up really well, could be an effective player. Justin Fields, if everything goes right, I think could be a great player.
Well, but if Justin Fields could be a great player, then the Bears have it within their power to get a truckload, a treasure trove of draft picks for that number one pick. So they must not think that much of Justin Fields. I'm sorry, they must not. Because they're using that number one draft pick probably on Caleb Williams. So they don't think that much of Justin Fields.
And listen, the upside may be greater than Daniel Jones because of the injuries. I don't think Justin Fields is all of a sudden going to become an elite quarterback in this league. Could he be better than Daniel Jones? Sure. But is it much better? Are you really in a better spot? Because what I took from Jordan's spot, Michael, was that Daniel Jones is good but not great. You're probably not winning a championship with him unless you get a bunch of pieces around him like San Francisco did with Purdy. I mean, wouldn't you feel the same way with Justin Fields? Like, do you think his ceiling is Super Bowl?
I think Greeny's Chicago is showing.
We also wants Rex Ryan back as head coach of the Jets, so we should check his urine.
Wow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's stay foosball for a second, but move over to Saquon, who was
Saquon, according to Kayvon.
That's right. Saquon did not get the franchise tag, so he is free to go. And Sam Acho on NFL Live had some thoughts on a good destination for Saquon Barkley.
They have the cap space, so this is a team that actually can afford to pay Saquon. But secondarily, look at who else is on the Houston Texans roster. C.J. Stroud, yes, he's on a rookie deal, but one of the best and upcoming quarterbacks in the NFL. And you look about that offense, look about Tank Dell. You think about Nico Collins. They just re-signed Dalton Schultz to a three-year deal. But what was the missing piece of this Texans offense? It was the run game, one of the worst running games in the NFL. You plug in Saquon Barkley to one of the worst running games in the NFL, now all of a sudden, as my coach would say, you're cooking with grease. And then add to that his receiving ability. 5 of his 6 years received for over 40 yards. So now you have a running back who can catch out of the backfield. I think Houston's a perfect fit.
You know, it's interesting because their GM, Nick Caserio, comes from New England, and Bill Belichick never paid running backs any kind of money. So is he going to go completely against the guy who kind of raised him and give big money to Saquon? Be interesting to see.
Very, very interessante. Now, if you had to pick right now, guys, just answer quickly without thinking about it.
Hmm.
Don, is Saquon a Giant next year?
No.
Michael?
No.
Peter?
Yes.
Ah.
I don't think the big money is going to be there for him the way he thinks it is.
So he's
going to
crawl back with his tail between his legs.
I don't think it's a matter of crawling back. I mean, would you really consider crawling back at this point? I'd sort of consider it. You want to take a shot? You'd prefer to stay here if you could, but you know who would be grudging?
If the Giants have made him an offer, and he goes no, that's not good enough, and goes out and finds out wow that was pretty good, and he, you know what that's crawling back. That's crawling back.
That's crawling, Jace.
Now, if he gets offered a little bit more and then comes back, the Giants said you want a match. That's not crawling back. I don't think he's coming back.
Doesn't feel like it.
I don't think they want him back.
I don't think they want him back.
I don't think that Joe Shane wants him back.
I don't think the Giants want him back. They take him back. I don't think they want him back.
Right. I think they swallow hard and pay him more than they would pay anybody else for that position. But in a perfect world, they would not pay for that position.
And I think they talk up wanting him back because they know it's a good PR play. And it's the same for Saquon. I think Saquon talks about wanting to be a forever Giant because it's a good PR play. But I think deep down inside, he realizes his window is closing and he would want to go to a team that has a better chance of winning a championship or at least making the playoffs. I don't know how much
of a
haircut
he's willing
to do. But I think
he really does want to be a Giant.
In a perfect world, Michael, but if everything's even, I think he'll go play for the team that's got a better shot.
No, if everything's even, he'll come back.
Really?
Yeah, I really believe
that. Honestly, and listen, I'm a Giant fan. I'd love to have him back. But you know, if I'm going to be a 27-year-old running back and I think I got 2 years to perform at a high level, am I going to do it with a team that's got a huge question at quarterback? Or am I going to go to a team?
A lot of guys don't get the opportunity to stay with one team. It means something.
It does.
And it's not some podunk team. It's the New York Football Giants.
No, I get it. But I look at him, and I don't want to say this is a negative. It's not. You want to win, right? I mean, you want a chance to. He got a taste of the playoffs, got a taste of what it was like to win a playoff game. But is that in the Giants' future in the immediate? Do you want to look back and say, yeah, I was a forever Giant. I spent my entire career for the Giants when you retire at 30 and maybe only have one playoff appearance in that span of time and say, boy, I wonder what it would have been like if I went to play for a team that had a legit shot at a championship. I can't begrudge him of that.
Let's hear the latest on Kirk Cousins from Mr. Adam Schefter.
The clock is ticking and we're getting closer and closer to the free agent market opening next week. And the more time that goes on, the more it's fair to wonder if he's going to re-sign with Minnesota. And if he doesn't re-sign with Minnesota and it hasn't gotten done yet, then clearly other teams are going to have a crack at him. And the first team that you think of where he would make a lot of sense would be the Atlanta Falcons, whose priority is to upgrade the quarterback position. That's an area that they want to focus on. They've got a lot of skill position talent all across the board on the offense side of the football. Somebody like Cousins could help settle it down. The rest of the roster is ready to win now. And so I would think that the Falcons would make a run, a push at Kirk Cousins, whose wife is from that area. He's lived in that area during the offseason. The question becomes, can Minnesota keep him in Minnesota, or does Atlanta pull him away? And is there another team that somehow sneaks in there at the last moment? Maybe a team like Washington that somehow casts its line for Kirk Cousins to bring him back to that city.
He can get his bag.
That's literally
like that.
That's literally just. Listen, I would love it. I think people will probably land on, we're a new organization. You have a new GM. You have all these new pieces in place. Do you really start with an older quarterback coming off of an injury?
Oh yeah, sure you do.
Rather, I mean, if
they're not a quarterback away,
right? That's what I'm saying. It's not like they're a quarterback away right now. I mean, maybe they're a quarterback away from being half decent, but they're not a quarterback away from the Super Bowl.
Do I think Philadelphia is in a little trouble? But I still think they're going to win their 9-10 games, and the Cowboys are probably favored to win the division. It's tough.
Now, I mean, Washington's interesting. They have a lot of cap money. They have their draft picks. But I'm in on Jaden Daniels now. I told you, that's my guy. I watched one video. But I will say, even if it was viewed as stupid, just loving a good, you know, I love wrestling. I don't know if you're aware of that. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. I love a good storyline. And sure. Cousins back to Washington as a veteran would be a fun.
It would be.
Getting to go back with Snyder gone. He'd obviously get really welcome back. He'd have a better weapon in Terry McLaurin than he ever had for all his time there. And actually, they have a couple of young receivers who are quite good as well. But I had a fun thought, Shefty.
I wish that Peter was an NFL GM. These guys, they measure hands. They do the Wunderlich test. They have the stopwatch. Peter watches one video and goes, McDaniels. Jaden Daniels is the guy.
That's it, guys. You're wasting time. Trust me.
We'll find out if he's right.
I think that's the guy. I think a year from now, we'll be saying he's the biggest stud who came out. You watch. You learn.
Oh, listen.
I once famously said that Andrew Luck would be the greatest quarterback in NFL history.
Well, you shouldn't beat yourself up on that. Well,
that's my point. I was wrong.
But not for the reasons.
But not for the right reasons. He could have been in the conversation for an all-time great.
Right. It was GM's fault.
You also love Sam Howell a lot, too.
No, that's misinformation. That's fake news.
I hate that. I hate what you say. It's wrong. That's not true. It's fake news.
You were high on Heineke, too, I think.
I was high on Heineke in a regular, you know, hey, we got a fun backup. I'll tell you what Heineke could have done.
He's going to back up Cousins in Atlanta.
That's possible. I'll tell you what he could have done. He could have kept the Jets season on the track for a couple games longer. That's for sure. How about that?
You're not wrong.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The love fest between you two is absolutely
we're feeling it today.
Sickening.
No, we're feeling it today.
It's sickening. It's nauseating.
Dave Rothenberg went on.
Nauseating.
He went on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio.
I'm not familiar with their
work. Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas?
Oh, the way sure. you say it that way.
Well, the name of the show is Freddie and Harry.
I never heard that.
Well, but you know who booked there. But you know, but do you know Freddie Coleman and Harry
yes!
Douglas? Yeah, of course you do.
Well, Freddie Coleman I'm more familiar with. So he used to do artwork overnights.
So here's Dave.
No more.
He was very upset to learn some interesting information from Freddie on the show.
Firstly, I heard something very disturbing as I was on hold waiting for you guys to pick me up. And that's and this breaks my heart a little bit, Freddie. Uh-huh. I heard you're a dual fan.
I heard you have
two favorite teams.
Jets and Cowboys.
I mean, Freddie, it's the worst thing any like honestly, you should be sent to an island where only you live. You cannot root for you cannot have two favorite teams. It's the worst thing I've ever heard. Freddie, you have some explaining to do. How does that happen?
Because growing up in New York Jets fan first, Joe with one of my favorite football players of all time. Watching the Dallas Cowboys as a kid and Dwayne Thomas, who played for that team, his first name is the same as my middle name, spelled the same way, D-U-A-N-E. And I said, my mom said, hey, somebody has your name because usually you would say D-W-A-Y-N-E or however that was spelled. And I said, oh, that's pretty cool. Love their uniforms. And then they had that comeback the next year against the San Francisco 49ers with Captain America, the original Roger Staubach, led the comeback. And I have not been able to choose between the two ever since.
Sure. All right. Now, so what happened last year when they played in week two?
Wait a minute, Dave.
This is unbelievable. Harry,
Dave,
wait, slap him. Slap him right across the face.
Oh, Freddie,
walk
for
out.
A while now.
Get up and walk out of the show. You refuse to do a show with someone that's willing to have two favorite teams, Freddie. You're too good for that. I hate to say this. I didn't want to say it. Harry, you're too good for Freddie. The two of you need to break up and you need to find yourself a better co-host here.
Dave Rothenberg getting his Dave Rothenberg on. And by the way, taking over someone else's radio show.
Yeah, that was overly aggressive, no?
I mean, if you were to listen...
I mean, I agree with him.
100%. I'm in lockstep as well.
Wait, let me play the contrarian here. Mm-hmm. You can have a favorite NFC team and a favorite AFC team, and then you have to pick one if they meet in the Super Bowl.
But you have to pick one. You can't...
But you can like one NFC... You can't like...
You could say you like one.
If you want to say I got my second favorite team. My Jets are my favorite team, but you know, I also kind of, you know, I like the Cowboys, something like that, I guess. But when you have dual favorite teams, Michael?
Yeah,
guy ever came on the show and tried to take over this show, I just simply hit the off button.
You wouldn't have it. That would have ended much quicker if he was doing
remember,
that to
this
you.
Guy, you know,
he's shouting over the host.
And I got to tell you,
he'll never be allowed back on.
I got to tell you something. He's out of control these days. We should maybe check in. Should we ask for a wellness check? Dave, he's calling people's wives floozies. He's yelling at hosts on shows.
By the way, Dan Grosser said he would jump to your defense if he was challenged. If you were challenged.
Did you ever doubt it? Actually, you did, because I heard it earlier.
No, I was curious, but I told him he's had my back numerous times.
You know what his response is if someone challenges Don LaGreca? You know,
I'm out of here.
Know what Dan says?
What?
Come get some!
Yeah!
That's how he feels.
I don't think it'd be quite as high.
And you know what happened if you looked over for Michael? You know what you'd see? He'd be walking the other direction.
I'd probably give my home run call. See ya.
That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday evening. It's brought to you by our friends over at Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month.
Do it.
So we have Grosser coming up for a short show. Then we have the Nick pregame show. And then we have the Nick game.
Oh, yeah, baby. Throw out the record books.
Tomorrow is Would You Wednesday.
That's right.
Always exciting.
Also, fun ENN Friday, because I just learned that the Anthony Joshua Ngannou fight is going to be happening during ENN on
Friday.
Wow. So
we're
going to have
that to digest.
So
see
much.
Everybody. Enjoy your night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.